Our Best Every Day is a podcast from Grady County Schools. I'm Michael Best, Director of Student Services and Community Outreach for Grady County Schools, and I'm the host of this weekly informational podcast that will feature our amazing students, teachers, and administrators as they share how they give their best every day to Grady County Schools. And now, welcome to this week's podcast from Grady County Schools, Our Best Every Day. Hello again, and welcome to our podcast. It's Michael Best, and our second podcast of Our Best Every Day, and we're very excited to have with us Miss Austin Harrell, who is a teacher at Carroll High School, Social Studies, and also is our director of our theater and fine arts program, drama, and just glad to visit with you, Miss Austin.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you for having me.
So a lot of great things going on with the drama program. I try not to ever miss a show. You guys do such a great job. And let's talk a little bit about the program. I know you guys are back-to-back one-act region champions. Talk a little bit about that.
The growth that the program has seen over the past 4 years has just been astronomical. COVID really took a toll on not just our high school theater program, but also our middle school theater program. And that was a statewide issue that we really saw across the board. So when I took over the program in the fall of 2021, there were 6 students that were coming back from the year before. And this year in The Sound of Music, we have over 50 students.
Wow.
And I remember when I was in high school, of course, I'm a Carroll High School alumni, a class of 2007, we had such a thriving theater program under Mr. Michael Enloe.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember so many times going to region championship, and then my senior year, we actually won region championship, and we were able to go to state for one act, and to now come back and lead the program that once influenced me, and to be able to take them to state in 2023 and see what we saw at state. It really pushed my students. And so this past season for the 2024 one act season, we took what we saw at state and we said, we might be from South Georgia, we might not be on a map anywhere near Atlanta, but we're going to show you what we've got. And we did, and I'm so proud we brought home 3rd place in state, and we are already planning and plotting for this upcoming season, and we are hoping to do even better.
Well, you definitely have a cast of very talented young people, not only acting but singing and choreographing and putting a program together and everything that goes into it. And one act's a little different than a production that you put on because you're very limited to time and
yes,
all of that. So talk real quickly about the efforts of putting together a successful one act play submission for the state.
The GHSA one-act play competition has some very specific rules. We have to produce a show from bare stage to bare stage in 55 minutes. So our curtains open up and there is nothing there, and we have to build the set. We have to throw everything together and then have the stage completely cleared within that 55 minutes. Now, it can be anything we want to do. It could be a musical. It could be a regular play. But what we have seen, what we saw at the state competition we went to in 2023, it is musicals that you typically see,
yeah,
winning those state level awards. So we went into that in 2024 and we produced a musical called Ranked. And it was a visionary show. We went into it with very fresh ideas, and we had some great feedback from the judges at state. We saw we are in the same division this upcoming season as we were this past one with GHSA. So we saw the competitors we're going to see this upcoming year, and we were able to kind of judge the talent, and we're really taking that into this upcoming season so that we can pick a show that's great for our kids, because we do have an enormous amount of talent. But we're also looking at it from, what is our set going to be? Can we fit it all in a U-Haul so we can travel to Alpharetta?
Right.
There are a lot of intricate details when it comes to one act.
So back-to-back region champions, and that is something to very, very much be proud of. And then, of course, some great productions you guys have put on the last few years. I was fortunate when I was principal at Washington Middle School to be in Legally Blonde Junior.
Yes.
And that was a lot of fun, but a lot of work.
It is.
Wow. I mean, I was just amazed at the amount of work that those kids, you know, put in every day, and how they all work. The thing that really got me was watching them problem solve with each other, figure things out on their own. You know, you kind of think, well, the director does all the work, but the kids do a bunch of the, let's do it this way, can we do this? And it was amazing. And I worked with a lot of the kids that are in your group now that are just so talented. And it is just, I've said every time, it's like Broadway level. I mean, people don't know if they don't come see it, and they should, because when we talk about our best every day, this is a shining bright light in Grady County Schools of the theater, the arts, the productions you put on, and then, you know, when you encompass the band and all the other things. I've always been a proponent of the fact that if kids are involved in something in school, they're going to do better in school and they're going to stay in school. And I think, you know, the arts gives kids an opportunity that may not fit in somewhere else to fit in right there. And it's not always about just acting or singing on the stage. There's so much going on behind the scenes that kids take a lot of pride in being a part of.
They do. Our backstage crew, our students you don't see on the stage, they put a lot of pride into their work. They're painting sets. They're building props. They are fixing costumes backstage when something might happen. There is so much work that goes into any production, and you really don't see a lot of it on the stage. But you are right. We, you know, our fine arts department here at Cairo High School, we really are a jewel here in South Georgia, not just in Grady County, but in all of our area. We have such amazing fine arts programs.
And whoever had the vision years and years ago to build that auditorium, today to replicate something like that would be millions and millions of dollars.
It would be.
And we're very gifted. We're very thankful to have such a great place. I know it's getting old and, you know, you got to kind of prop it up sometimes, but it still is just a wonderful place to come and watch a band concert or a theater production or whatever. It's still just a perfect place.
It is, and I'm very proud of how large the auditorium itself it is. It holds 980 people, which is the largest in largest public school auditorium in our
right.
entire area.
And, you know, a lot of people don't know, when I first came to Cairo, it wasn't air conditioned.
Oh, wow.
And so I can remember them having to open the side doors and just sweating to death. And so I kind of helped, you know, set up a committee to air condition the auditorium. And we raised money and worked really hard. And back then, I think it cost about $60,000 to put air conditioning in the auditorium. So, and that happened probably in the 80s.
Well, we are thankful for that air conditioner
yes,
today.
I am too. Well, let's talk a little bit about your upcoming production, The Sound of Music. I know y'all have been working very hard to get that together. It's coming up soon. So tell us a little bit about it.
The Sound of Music has always been a favorite show of mine. I am a Broadway enthusiast, and Rodgers and Hammerstein, they are the classic go-to for musical theater people. This is actually the 60th anniversary of the movie musical, The Sound of Music. It came out in 1965 with, of course, Julie Andrews. My goal as theater director is to expose our students to all types of plays, all types of musicals. We've done some contemporary pieces recently. We did Grease and Footloose last year. We just came off a very successful run of Mamma Mia. But I also want them to have exposure to the classics. And it does not get more classic than The Sound of Music.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. How do you convince a bunch of teenagers who have just worked on Footloose and Mamma Mia and Grease and all those fun things to come back and do a classic like this?
They are very invested in this show. I was shocked. I really was, because, you know, you've got those fun dance numbers in Grease and Mamma Mia, and then The Sound of Music is much softer.
Yeah.
You have these children's roles, and you have these slower songs. You don't have the big dance numbers, but they have really committed to it. They love the story. I think they love the history of it, the fact that they are telling a real story.
Right. Well, tell us a little bit about some of the actors and actresses that'll be in the performance.
Well, this senior group is actually my foundational freshman group. I'm also very blessed. I have two students that started with me in sixth grade when I still ran the Washington Shiver Drama Program, mm-hmm. and they have had me all 3 years of their middle school program, and then they were able to have me all 4 years of their high school program. So our senior class, Morgan Griffin, she is a phenomenal actress. We have Jenna Marie Melvin playing our mother, Abbess. She has the most spectacular classical voice. I can't wait for audiences to hear her sing Climb Every Mountain. Starring as Maria, we have Eden Singletary, which if you've been to any of our shows, you know
she's
that
amazing.
Yes, she is. A bright future she has there in musical theater. As Captain Von Trapp, we have Jaken Ross, who is a multi-sport athlete.
Oh, yeah.
I love talking about Jaken because he is He's a football player. He's a wrestling star. Yeah. And he's also a two-time region champion with us in the drama program. So, you know, if any athletes are out there listening, you can do it all.
Yes, you can. And I know that people are looking forward to this. Now, give us the dates of the shows.
Next weekend, which is May 2nd, May 3rd, and May 4th, we have a Friday night show at 7 o'clock, a Saturday night show at 7 o'clock, and then our Sunday afternoon matinee is at 2 o'clock. It is our senior spotlight show, so we will spotlight all six of our seniors who are graduating, and they will take their final bow on the Cairo High School stage.
Wow. And how much is the tickets?
Tickets are $10 for students at the door and $12 for adults at the door. We do have an online ticketing platform, and they are a little bit cheaper online, but you also run into those credit card processing
things. Okay, well, I know I'm looking forward to it. And, you know, I think a great testament to you, just this past weekend, I had an opportunity to go see A Day on Broadway that Ronnie Gordon put together. And those were all of your kids that did that.
For the most part, yes, they were.
Yeah, just about. I mean, and the fact that I know there's got to be a great sense of pride with you that you kind of just step back away from it and let them do their thing. And they did it. And to be a teacher, that's the ultimate goal. Is to be able to teach it and then say, now you do it. And they did it. And it was, I love the show. It was a great job. And again, I think that's a testament to you and your program for allowing those kids that opportunity to do that and watch that grow.
Well, so. Thank you. I think that both myself and my program are a testament to the foundation of amazing fine arts in Grady County because I'm a product. I started my fine arts journey with Miss Padawar in sixth grade, and then I had Michael Inlow in high school, and Grady County School's fine arts laid that foundation for me, and now I'm able to lay it out for future students, which is such a blessing.
Well, you do a great job.
Thank you.
I love it. So thank you for being on our show, and we look forward to seeing The Sound of Music, and the other great things will be coming soon from our drama department. And good luck in the region again next year.
Thank you so much.
All right. That is our second show, and we appreciate you tuning in to our Best Every Day. And I think our drama department exemplifies that because they definitely something to be proud of. So if you want to see a great show next weekend, first weekend of May, have an opportunity to come see The Sound of Music at Cairo High School at the auditorium. So again, Ms. Harrell, thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. Join us again next time for another show from the Grady County Schools. Our podcast is called Our Best Every Day.